Presenting Mandrake the Magician. Closing a chapter of exciting adventure in which an enemy submarine that had been destroying United States shipping is sunk, Mandrake finds himself in possession of a small red Morocco book, a vital clue to widespread sabotage. Now, with Lothar at the wheel of the dead gangster Barracuda's car, Mandrake and Tommy Turk are headed from the scene of their recent adventures toward the small town just a few miles inland.
Where you want Lothar drive first when reach town, Master?
The hotel, Lothar. Nada will have arrived ahead of us in the plane. I'll notify the sheriff first to pick up Dorfman's body at Shore Point. And then we'll hold a council of war on our next move.
What next move be, Master?
Well, we'll get the jump on our enemies if possible. At least we know one of them by name. High Pitch. The fellow Nada saw looking in the window back at the shack.
Too bad, Lothar, not catch him. Him get away in dark.
Yes. And I'm wondering where he went. He's payoff man for the big boss, remember? No, he didn't walk out from town.
Got a car, maybe?
I think so. But if he did drive out, he's still behind us. This is the only road from the point into town.
Well, suppose we pull up alongside road. Wait for him to pass us. Then chase him.
No, that's not such a good plan, Lothar. Better to have all cars coming from the point stopped by the police. We can't afford to let High Pitch slip through our fingers. Besides, there's one element of danger, Lothar. You understand?
Danger? Sure, Lothar understand.
I haven't got anybody but my grandmother. She hasn't seen me since I was a baby. Doesn't make any difference what happens to me.
Why, Tommy, you haven't said a word since we left the point. What made you say that?
Because I saw you in the mirror. You nodded toward me.
Oh.
You'd lay for this fellow, High Pitch, but you're afraid I'd get hurt.
Well, I'm afraid you are a little young for this sort of thing, Tommy. You see, it's our duty, Lothar's and mine, to deliver you safely to that grandmother you just mentioned. Understand?
Sure. I'm anxious to get back to town, too, but not because I'm afraid.
Oh, we know Tommy not afraid of anything.
No.
Used to get scared. You see, I was on the other side when the war started. Mother died from shock after an air raid, and Dad started flying planes across the Atlantic. He just disappeared. So I came home on a ship with a lot of other kids. Me and Trix, my dog. See, I was on my way to join Grandmother with Trix when the ship was blown up. You know, that one we were all on together.
Yes, I know, Tommy.
You see, Trix and I were real pals. She's an air raid orphan, too. She had six brothers and sisters. But when the air raid siren started blowing, I just grabbed her up and...
Yes, Tommy. Go ahead.
Well, after the all-clear siren, I went back and Trix and I were both orphans.
Watch it, Lothar. Nearly went into the ditch.
Sorry, Master. Lothar got something in the eye. Can't see for a minute.
Oh.
Take my handkerchief, Lothar. Your eyes...
Thanks, Tommy.
Mr. Mandrake.
Yes, Tommy?
Mr. Mandrake, you won't send me to Grandmother's until I've had a chance to look for Trix. She might have been saved. And she won't take anything to eat from anybody but me. I gotta try to find her.
We won't leave a stone unturned in our efforts to find Trix, Tommy. And I'll take the responsibility of squaring you with Grandmother.
Oh, gosh, that's swell. I was afraid when I got to town, Grandmother might be there and wouldn't understand about Trix.
Car behind us, Lothar. Hear that motor?
Lothar here, Master.
I can't see any headlights behind us.
You will when she rounds that bend we just passed.
There she is now.
Ah. A heavy van. She's got lights strung all over her.
Lothar, try to keep ahead of her, Master?
No, I don't think you can in this old jalopy.
Say, that fellow's coming as though he was going someplace.
That's an empty van from the way she's swaying.
Gosh, look at that fella come. We'll never catch him after he passes us.
I'm not so sure he intends to pass us.
You think him stop, Master?
At that speed, no. Slow down, Lothar. Give him plenty of room.
Yes, Master.
He's not slowing down.
Open your car door, Lothar.
Yes, Master.
Open the door on your side, Tommy.
Yes, sir.
Hey, him right on our tail, Master.
He's coming right at us.
I thought I knew what he was after. He's going to drive right through us. Jump, Tommy. Jump, Lothar.
Who's there?
High pitch. Open up, Slate.
1 minute. Come in, high pitch.
Right.
Now, what in blazes did you come here for?
Oh, I see you're packing.
Of course I'm packing. I'm leaving.
Yeah?
Thought you were on your way out of here with your truck.
My truck's in the garage. I got a bad dent in the front fender. I hit something.
Want me to report your reckless driving to the chief?
Who said I was reckless? I hit it on purpose.
Look here, high pitch. I haven't got time to waste on you. I'm...
Unpack. You're not leaving, Slade.
I'm not taking orders from you either.
Okay. It's your funeral. You never would listen.
Wait a minute.
Well?
If you've got anything on your mind, spill it. You know I've got a report to the chief.
What are you going to report?
Shore Point blown up. Submarine base destroyed. 5 enemies of the great plan eliminated.
I think I just eliminated 3 of the enemies of the great plan with my truck. The other 2, Nader and her brother Sigrid, are here in the hotel.
What are you talking about? Heard the explosion when Shore Point was blown up.
You heard the submarine blow up. That bombing plane that was headed for you know where. Heard it, too. She passed flying low without lights.
You're joking.
Yeah? Swell joke on Captain X, Alex Jefferson, and the crew of the sub. They went up like they was tied to a skyrocket. 1'll get you 10. They ain't come down yet.
Q.
What do you think?
You know how it happened.
Sure. Double-crossed by the pilot, Dorfman. He went patriotic before he kicked off.
Oh, now, please.
Yeah, I heard the whole thing. Nearly got caught looking in the window of Barracuda's shack.
How did you happen to be there?
I dropped my load for the sub at the point and was heading back to town with an empty van. Had engine trouble. I was only about 1/4 mile from the point when I heard the explosion.
You went back?
Sure I went back. I was curious. I knew that explosion came from out at sea.
Well?
I learned all I could, and I got back to my truck. Waited for Mandrake, Lothar, and that kid to pass me. Followed them and blasted them off the road.
Good work, I bet. Did you stop to make sure that the...
I'm a hit-and-run driver. The lights went on in a house right alongside the road when I smacked their car. I beat it.
And you can't be sure.
I'm sure I made kindling wood out of that jalopy, and they was in it.
Well... Could be worse.
Yeah, it could. And you better get to that Flossie Nader and find out just how much worse and spike it.
What do you mean?
I mean Mandrake's got one of the little red books.
He's got the... What?
Yeah, with names, dates, a map, and everything. A smart guy might do something with that.
We've got to get that book back, Highpitch.
Yeah. I thought you'd get the idea. Nader's room number is 47.
47, eh? Room 47, please.
You think she'll come here?
Your crude methods can't be used in a case like this, I bet you.
My crude methods worked once tonight, but I'm willing to watch you, mastermind, and learn.
Hello, is that you, Mandrake?
No, Miss Nader. I'm afraid Mandrake has met with an accident.
Accident? You mean he's been hurt?
Now, don't be alarmed. Could I speak to you at once, privately?
Why, I don't know who you are.
My name's Slade.
Slade? I know no one by that name.
Confidentially, I belong to the Army Intelligence Division.
Oh, I see.
Now, it's vitally important that I obtain all the facts and evidence in your possession pertaining to certain happenings tonight. Turn over at once to my superiors. You understand?
Yes, of course.
We're particularly interested in a little red book.
Oh, I have it. Mandrake gave it to me for safekeeping.
Oh, splendid. Now, with your permission...
Please come to number 47 at once.
Have Mandrake, Lothar, and Tommy been seriously injured? Will Narda fall into the trap being prepared for her? Be sure to listen next Wednesday at the same time to Mandrake the Magician. Mandrake the Magician is adapted from the King Features Adventure strip of the same name. Thank you.